Well, I also wanted to wish you not only a happy day of Pentecost, but we have a national holiday coming up, Memorial Day. So have a happy Memorial Day. I'm sure everyone has picnics planned and times to get together with family and maybe picnics with family. That's kind of what we're doing for Memorial Day. It's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. And I started thinking more about Memorial Day. I actually mentioned this last year at the Memorial Day Parade here in Freedom. But do you realize Memorial Day started out being called Decoration Day? Decoration Day. Probably sometime back shortly after the Civil War is when people started to remember those who had fallen in battle. Memorial Day is not Veterans Day. Veterans Day is the honoring and remembering of all who have served. Memorial Day is a special day of remembering those who have fallen in battle, in war. And when you go by the cemeteries, you'll see the flags. You'll see people, the flags at the gravestones of fallen comrades. You'll see flags hung out on people's posts as you go down the street. People have parades in which veterans will carry flags to on Memorial Day itself. I've never seen it, but supposedly the flag is supposed to be raised up as fast as possible and then lowered at half-mast and kept there until noon, at which time it's supposed to be raised back up again. I think I have my protocol correct on that. So I started doing a little investigating on Memorial Day, and whether it's seminary or other churches that I've attended, there's always been sort of a divide. Memorial Day doesn't belong in the church, but I'm going to talk about it anyways because it's kind of fascinating, and I like how it fits right in with the lessons for today. Memorial Day is a remembrance of those who put their life on the line so that you and I could have our freedoms. Young men and women, either voluntarily or sometimes involuntarily, but mostly voluntarily, signed up to go to another country and defend our freedoms. And many of them never came back. Or if they did, they didn't come back alive. I want to wait until Sylvania Hills is open again, and maybe someone can confirm this, but when I go past there, according to what I've read, you're supposed to put a flag on every gravestone of someone who fell in battle. Again, Veterans Day is a flag on every veteran. But according to what I've read for Memorial Day, it's supposed to be a flag for everyone who died in battle. And if that's the case at Sylvania Hills, take a drive-by. There's too many flags to count. It's a lot of lives that have been lost. It's very humbling. This is a day, again, called Decoration Day, that started after the Civil War. Can you imagine what that was like? Because the war was fought between people who lived here. There were no outsiders. There were no foreigners. It was the North against the South. And so many lives were lost that they decided to have this day to reflect upon death in battle. There was a scholar, his name's Robert Bella. I don't agree with everything that he's written, but he talks about Memorial Day or Decoration Day in this manner. He said, this holiday, which is a national holiday for the United States, is all about death, sacrifice, and rebirth. This man is very secular. He is not religious at all that I've been able to tell. Think about it. Memorial Day. It's a reflection back on those who have given their lives in order to save others. Paul writes in Romans, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. These people died and didn't even know us. It's also a holiday about rebirth, about something new, something that comes out of the ashes and is better than what was there before. You know, not talking about Memorial Day on the day of Pentecost, I actually think you kind of miss out on something. Because this day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended upon the people that Norm just read about, all throughout, all these people that spoke different languages and brought them all together, I think it fits in almost eerily quite well. Because Pentecost existed long before this. Even Luke, when he's writing, he says, when the day of Pentecost came. Well, wait a second. Don't we call it Pentecost because of the Holy Spirit descending? Hey, Pentecost was around a lot longer than the Holy Spirit descending. Yeah, you might even want to ask yourself, what were all these people doing in Jerusalem at this time? It seems kind of strange that there's so many people there. Well, you've heard me talk before about the great festivals and feasts that Jewish men were obligated to travel in and come to the temple 3 times a year. This is one of them. It's called Pentecost, or the Feast of Weeks. These people were here because they were coming in to celebrate. They were coming in from all over. That's why there were so many people of different languages there. Pentecost was when the people remembered 50 days after the Passover that the law was given. Now think about this. You have to put all the little pieces together. We're going to be like Sherlock Holmes here. What festival was going on when Jesus came in and died? It was the festival of Passover. When was Passover instituted? It was instituted when the people were in bondage in Egypt. They were enslaved, and God sent the plagues, the last plague being the death of the firstborn, but everyone who painted with the lamb without blemish over the lintels and on the posts of their house and consumed that land, God passed over, or protected them, depending upon how you read that verse, from the angel of death. So, Pentecost is a celebration of looking back on sacrifice, on death. When God saved his people, he redeemed them and brought them out. And then 50 days after that time, gave them the law on Mount Sinai. This is pretty interesting. Everything's kind of fitting into place. So now we move ahead to Jesus' time. Jesus comes in on Passover. 50 days later, the Holy Spirit descends. God comes and meets with his people again and gives them this wonderful gift. And I know our prayer there said that the church was birthed. I like to think of it as a rebirth, as a renewal. Because I look back in the Old Testament, I see the church there. I see the assembly. I see people gathering. So I see this time of Pentecost as a time of rebirth, something new, something better than what was there. Because now we have the Holy Spirit in our hearts. So Pentecost, a time of remembrance, the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, when God redeemed and saved his people, when Christ gave his life up for those he knew, for those that didn't necessarily deserve it. And then Pentecost, a rebirth, a renewal. And that's why I picked that verse for the gospel today. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that all who look to him, all who believe in him, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the story of Pentecost, the focus on the work of Jesus Christ. The verse that stands out for me is, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it through him, through Jesus. So, when you're celebrating Memorial Day this week, I want you to think about Pentecost. I want you to think about what the people of this country has done for you in giving their lives up for those that they probably have never met, but they willingly did it. And the work that Jesus Christ did, giving himself up entirely, even death on a cross, for all his people, so that we may have eternal life with him. And your brothers and sisters of this country gave up their lives so that you may have freedom. Amen.